And so we are going to begin our dive into the world of creative AIs with what is probably the most popular type of creative AI, which is the image generation AIs, okay? So after chatbots and language models, the second most developed AI ecosystem relates to images and design and graphic generation. So let's have a quick look at what's out there and what we can do very broadly. And then, of course, we'll take a deep dive in the coming videos. So here are a few things that we can do with image AIs. We can generate images, we can create photos, realistic photos, we can create stock images. Basically, any image whatsoever that would previously cost anywhere from $10 all the way up to thousands of dollars, because you would need to pay a professional designer to create like a CG render in 3D and then kind of, you know, spend 6 weeks actually perfecting the image. Anything basically can be made in literally a matter of seconds, and for either pennies or a fraction of a penny. It's absolutely ridiculous. Secondly, we can edit, inpaint, and extend as well. So editing, of course, is making changes either to the entire image or to specific parts of the image. Inpainting is specifically making changes to specific sections, coordinates, parts of the image. And then extending just means that we can actually extend the canvas and take, for example, a 1,000 by 1,000 image and extend it to the left and right and turn it into a 2,000 by 1,000 image, while maintaining the consistency and the style of the raw image, and do it in just a few clicks. So basically any image, either one that we created in real life or one that we created with the AI, any image can be edited, changed, upscaled, or extended, the canvas can be extended using AI. So some common use cases, although I'm sure you can think of some yourself pretty immediately, for being able to create any type of image. But some common use cases is we can create images for our websites, for our videos. We can create stock photos, which we can sell, which I'll touch on briefly later. We can create logos and product mockups. And of course, we can also now do image to video, whereby we create an image and then import it into a tool such as Luma Labs or Runway Generation 3. And it will then allow us to take that image and turn it into a video. So basically anything that you can do with image without AI, you can now do using AI with much lower costs, much increased speed, and just generally much, much better results. So those are kind of the broad main use cases, but there are plenty of other things that we can do with these image AIs. We can train our own image AI model or style from just a few images using tools such as Leonardo AI. We can do live drawing to AI image. And so if we have a touch screen, we're an artist, then we can grab a stylus and just draw into the screen, and the image and the AI will then regenerate and create a more fleshed out version of that image. And again, that's something that we can do with a Leonardo. We can do canvas inpainting as well, which is really, really powerful, whereby we change specific aspects of the image. And we're going to take a look at some of these inpainting and upscaling tools later. We can also do doodle to image, which is kind of similar to the stylus editing that we talked about before. And there's just a whole range of things that we can do with these image AIs. So with all that being said, let's take a closer look at exactly how they all work.